Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henrich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to third. Walker moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Walker scores. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dickey to Crosetti covering second. The throw back to home, and Appling is out at the plate. McNair moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. QL moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Krivic scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Joe Q.L. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Q.L. is 0 for 2 in the game. Q.L. hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rolf moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lee. Rolf moves to third. Henrik moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Appling reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio throws the ball into Gordon, who relays the ball to Rolf, who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Krivic scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Selkirk moves to second. Jake Powell pinch hits for lefty Gomez. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Selkirk moves to third. Dahlgren moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Selkirk scores. Dahlgren moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rolf moves to third. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field. Krivic picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Rolf scores. Henrich moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henrich scores. DiMaggio scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sundra now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Selkirk moves to second. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Sundra reaches second base with a double. Selkirk scores. It's White Sox, 6, Yankees, 6. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sundra moves to third. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. QL moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dickey for a passed ball. QL moves to third. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. McNair reaches second base with a double. QL scores. Walker scores. Appling moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Henrich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Henrich reaches second base with a double. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henrich moves to third. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henrich scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-8, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Selkirk hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Clint Brown. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sundra strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-4 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rolfe hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Johnny Murphy now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker bunts towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling is walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.